and the whole would be detrimental, then we couldn't say that it becomes ischus just because this detriment can be caused anyway. But on the whole, shichur is ischus. But there is one element of detriment. So since there is only one element of detriment, so in view of the fact that this detriment itself could be caused anyway, and shichur on the whole is ischus, so mele it's not liaking the aloche of zochum adushul. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Chutz lav mishnei kesh gila v'yishol evet yachzev nashliach yochlis kiz ben litzochei v'chivu lehem kinfosh lekamer hachomem gizanoshi yochlar zav ali b'shichu שזוכר למזוכר באשליה לצורכי, שמי יוצא שלו לא זה, סבדי רשוי, הילקק משחר למאפס למזי נס, לעבור חנמי בוי ומזי לי, אבל שלו לא זה נסישתין רשוי, הילקק מגר שלו מאפס למזי נס, ועלו יפס לסבדי בגן זה מן התחומו, אל מחייבו לי, so there is one element of detriment, אומרים דשכיוני, הוא דמיסו בגן התחומו, דשכיוני כן עד עכשיו, וכן מחשרי, וכן משחר לי, לפגיוני הוא, הוא כבר מפורש מייקום, How does the Gemara explain it? Because it can be caused, this detriment can be caused to the Evet anyway, without Shif. All right. Yosef Ravune, Virav Yitzro Bayesei. Ravid by Kamid Rav Yirmi, Vyosef Rav Yirmi, Vyosef Ravune, Vyosef Ravune, Vyosef Ravune, Vyosef Ravune, Vyosef Ravune, Vyosef Ravune, Now, let's see the Rashi. שמע מדרבנן דאמרי שהשליח יתפיס השטה לצורך עבד ואף על גב דיבר אז דוד כמו אחד הבא ועיני שלוחי הוא תפיס הבעל מהו בעל כוחו התפיס מרחיב עוד אמן השוק שתפיס מטלטלי בנכזי רובן לצורך שימן שהוא בעל חי וזכאים ואפילו במוקים שחב לאחר ואפילו מוקים שחב לאחר לא ששאלו, ונשמע מני נעמה אפילו מוקי שחלה אחר, טבע זה בתפיסו עושה, זה יש לוי, דעם למה אחר, תכו, וטבע זה שכאילו מתוך את מציר השימן, מה של לוי, וטבע נעמה קונה, דומסליס נעמה שלי על זה, טבע יש לבד וחב לבית. אז אומר לי, דעם ביקר, הוכם רבי חטיב הכי מוקי שחב לאחר, הם לא יקונה, ואם טבע משנסינו, כל האם יתנו, כאים הסחודם, ואם טבע משנסינו, שאמינו מסליס ניקונה, כאים הסחודם, ואין זה כשאור תכניס, אלא בעלוס השליח ניסחס בי, ואף על פי שעבד לא יודע, זוכר לשליפון. So, the masconah of the Gemara is that this din of the Mishnah has nothing to do with the shayla of Tev Shmachim Mokshim Achim, Kone Lo Yikone. Tev, we can say Tev Shmachim Mokshim Achim, is Lo Yikone, and that's the way he passed. But why is in Yochel Arzeh? Because Kole Yim Atnu came as well. So, the Raya, so it's Mucha from this Gemara, that only Rabbi Yechanan was mechadish the halacha of kol oim atnu kim yaschud ame. But Ravune assumed that oim atnu lav kim yaschud. Now, the question arises, since according to the halacha, the assumption by Ravune, oim atnu is lav kim yaschud, so this eved was appointed only, I'm sorry, this shliach was only appointed as a shliach l'halacha of the odin. Not as a shliach l'kabole for on behalf of the eved. He was only appointed as the Shliach Loch of the Odin. So why shouldn't the Odin be able to be Chayzer? Why not? So Ravune said, because of Atim Malchim, Bokish Chava Acher, Miskon. Now that's a very strange Gemara. Let's see the thesis. Shema Minu Atim Malchim Kone. Teimel Eri, Afilu Atim Malchim Kone, Haim Mishim Shimu Shliach. Vikein Afilu Balkoch, Lifishu Chayev, Kilu Tof Asu Atzim. אבל כאן, אפילו אלה דעצמי ניוח להכי וזעוד מלאר זבי. אם הוא יניסים יצ'יחו לדעס כן, שלא ישתחר מקבול לזו. כן, חייב לשחר, אם כן, לא מייקי והמקבל לזעוד מלאר זה. כיוון, דעשת סלגדאי תוך, דעים יתנו לך כסחיל דומה. ואוי, את מה חייב עוד מלאבד, דחושב מיטיב ובל חייב. והיא חושב משום דובד לנח נפשי, כמו שפירי שם תם לכמה הוא נלסח ריטה, אם כן, איך חושב לאחד לאחר, I mean, it's a very strange Gemara. I mean, we don't even understand the pshat in Ravune. What kind of an analogy is this case of the Mishneh? Does this case of the Mishneh have with the shayle of Atim Bachim Mokshim Chav Lachir? Atim Bachim Mokshim Chav Lachir, let's say, if Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon, Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Levi. And then Yehuda comes and grabs something that is worth $1,000 from Reuven in order to collect the debt that Reuven owes to Shimon. Yehuda doesn't. So, but it is an expense of labor, because by grabbing this chayfetz, let's say this diamond, it's worth $1,000. In order to pay the debt that Reuven owes to Shimon, he prevents Levi from collecting it. So there's the shaila, whether the Tevilachim or Shechav Lachelim, is kone or kone, whether a person has the authority to grab on behalf of one person when it is to the detriment of another person. So, but suppose Shimon himself would grab this diamond, then it would certainly be affected. The shaila is, can Yehuda act on behalf of Shimon? But Shimon himself is certainly in a position to grab the diamond, to collect the $1,000 that Reuven owes him. Mashenkin here in regard to Shicho requires Das Odin. So even if the Eved himself would grab it, Shalom Das Odin, would it be of any worth? Nothing. Balkorka, he cannot force the Odin to be Mishachari. So how could there be Salgedaitoch that somebody else, the Shliach, should be able to force the Odin? If the Eved himself has no authority to force the Odin to be Mishachari, how could the Shliach act on his behalf? I mean, it doesn't even make sense. This is the Kash of Thesis. Avokan, Afilo Eved Atzmini Yochlaki Vizodin. That's one cash. Wait, why is it Tevis Malchayim? He doesn't owe David anything. He doesn't owe him. Over there, so he's a Malchayim. And the Malvi himself can enforce the Chayim, can collect the Chayim. But here there is no Chayim. But what we say, it is also a chayv. It is also a chayv. Because actually, how do we know that there is that it's an Indian of a Koras Eve, that the Odin is indebted to the Eved? So Rabbi Shveya says, because actually in a normal situation where the Odin is not indebted to the Eved, where the Eved did not do any favors to the Odin, so it's an Isagomo, Kolam Shachar Abdei Vabesek. So I mean, what is it to be asking on? So, but when is it also to be mishachir if David did not do any favors to the Odin? Then there is an isa. Mashein came when David did a favor to the Odin. So then it's an inyan of hakoras teve. So then there is no isa. Not only there is no isa, then there is a moral obligation to be mishachirim. Not a moral obligation that is outside the scope of halacha. I mean, because a Koras Teve itself is Allah. Where is the Mokia? Where is the Mokia in the Torah for a Koras Teve? So there's the Gemara in Bovokame, Daf Tzadik Aleph. Mino ane mile damre ishe, pire di shosis ne litish de bikore. In other words, a pit, a well, in from which you drew water, you shouldn't throw a stone into it. The union of a Koras Teve. This dechsiv, loisisayiv, Mitzri Kigero Yisabarzi. Kigero Yisabarzi. So that's the Moke of Akoras Teve. So in other words, if the Eved didn't do any chesed to the Odin, then it's an Isagomu to be Mishachet Eved. And if he did do a chesed to the Odin, then the Odin is indebted to the Eved, then he's Mechuyev Balpidim. It's not just a moral obligation that is outside the scope of Aloha. Alpidin is mechuyev to mishachrim, but it's not a chayv gomo. In other words, it cannot be kevin. No eved can be kevin odin to mishachrim, even if the eved happened to save the life of the odin. So he still cannot be kevin odin. But it's called iktsas chayv. So why is it called iktsas chayv? Not because he is not obligated. It's called iktsas chayv in contrast to a chayv of money that a leiva has to pay the malve. So that can be enforced. This kind of obligation, even if the Eved is obviously nach nafshe to the Odin, it cannot be enforced, he cannot be caving. But it's a chayv, so it's called iktsasa. So he says, void. Ma chayvod levi choshtiv lachayv vi choshuv mishum. The ovid leinach nafshei. Tmoi shepira sham tam lekamal mitzachite im kein heich choshuv lechav lachir. V'nir leri the choshuv iktsas chayv mishum the ovid leinach nafshei. So in other words, so it is a chayv. Al pidin it's a chayv. But it's not a legal obligation. On account of the fact that it cannot be kept. Legal obligation is something that you can enforce. Umikol mokei, choshev lechav lachirin, shayin lechayim liod miklu. Voche perushi. Bishleime, so who is chav lachir? You see, if it had been a legal obligation in the sense that it could force the odin to be mishachir, then it wouldn't be considered chav lachirin. Just as every time when someone grabs from the levi for the malven, there is no other malven. So we don't say it's called chav lachirin because it's to the detriment of the levi himself. Because whatever is legally due cannot be considered chav lachirin. But here it's not legally due to the eved because the eved cannot force the odin to be mishacharim. He can only pressure him. He can make demands, mild demands upon him, but he cannot force him. So mimele, it's called chav lachirin. Because it's not a legal obligation, it's only a moral obligation. אבל אם עטיב זה בלחיב הוא יקונה, כל שכן זה שאיני בלחיב, אל דובד לי נח נפשי, שיוכל עוד נלח את זה, ואנחנו סדר, אני איזה דקה שאני אתן סס. What's the pshat in there? Doesn't even make sense. He says that this is considered a chayv, it's a moral obligation. But since it's not a legal obligation, so it's considered chavachir. Fine. That we can accept so far. But what's the shaykhis? We tefes the balchayv. But then tefes itself in the Rui himself in the Kashe pointed out, even if we say Tevir Balchayim Mokim Shechav Lachirim, he's coming. So it's only because of the fact that the Balchayim himself can certainly be Tevis. But here in this case, David himself couldn't be Tevis. How could a Shliach be better, be more effective than David himself? I mean, that's the strongest Kashe. So what does he say? In order to answer that Kashe, he says, because the Odin here wants, even though Tain is Lafkisri according to Ravune, but the Odin wants that the Shliach should be able to be Tevis. So maybe it says no. So what's the raya that Tevis Malchim Mokim Shchav Lachirim is Kone? Maybe Tevis Malchim Mokim Shchav Lachirim is Loikone. Because over there the Levi is screaming, he doesn't want all the time. Mashen can hear the time he handed over the Shtashicho to the Shliach, so he expressed his willingness that the Shliach should be able to be Tevis. So Mele. So what's the raya that Tevis Malchim Mokim Shchav Lachirim is Kone? That's the kasha that the Ran asks against the Rebbe. Now the lashon of Tevis is Vocha Perushi Bishleimi Tevis Malchim Kone Ein Teime Im Gam Kan Kono Bikabol Zu Linyan Shel Yech Larzia. Now he doesn't say Ein Teime Im Gam Kan Kono Bikabol Zu Sheyeved Yisrael Chayes. The Re emphasizes im kein gam kam konne be kabole zu linien shelo yuchal arze. So it's similar to the shita of the Rif in the Rambam, except that the Rif in the Rambam may have that shita alibidemes. Even according to the maskon of the Gemara, the tenis kisri. So still the Rif in the Rambam say that even though tenis kisri, there is still a basic distinction between ten and tzchimamish. Because if the Odin says Schei shtar shichu ze leavi, so then, and the Odin dies, let's say half an hour later, so the Eved is Yitzhak Hirus. But if the Odin says Tein shtar shichu ze leavi, not Schei shtar shichu ze leavi, but Tein, so he cannot be Chesia. But if the Odin will die, so then David will not be Yitzhak Hirus, because Ein Shichol Achamizi. So in other words, so the whole aloha of ten kisri, according to the Rif and the Rambam, is only in regard to non-chazor, to the inability to be chazor, but not to the to yitzilachim. And there's the Rif Shita and the Rambam Shita. So that's the Rif Shita, the Rif and the Rambam have the Shita in the Maskone of the Imam. Ali the Rabbi Yechanan, the Tenis Kisri, but in view of the fact that he didn't use the expression Sri, if he wants the Shliach to be Zeichan Mamesh, he should say Sri. What is it? He doesn't know the word Sri. Why does he say Ten? Ten means the liver. What does the liver mean? The liver has the connotation that the Oden does not want the Eved to be Yitzelecheus until it is handed over into his hands. That's the Raya that he used the expression Ten, and he didn't use the expression Sri Mamesh. But it is Kisri Ligabe non-chazor. So the Rif says, you ask, how is it possible? Either it is Kisri Ligamre or it's not Kisri Ligamre. So he says, I discussed it already once, this. V'hanu milen chazore, v'motze rabu l'medabe, av rabu l'nafrichiru sa l'vrkito yode. Itnan, no imat mikaz l'ishti, shtashu kuzel l'abdi, u'meis l'yid l'achamise, d'inged l'achamise, שמאס מיי דיל חזור הו די זאכן לבט אבער מי פאק קהירוס ווען נאָפ איך האב די מאטיק איטאלי אד דאס איך זיי קייק אב נה גראם און איך קאם און היי מיך מונע מיט קליני שאמע חייב ליי אומער רב חייב באך יוסיי ווען באלאר זיי אין גייז יא איך פרוב אין באו די 1000 דאלס פאם שימען אין דן רובן זעסט לייבי היי מיך מונע זעל שימען סו דן If he wants to be Chayzer, he cannot be Chayzer. After he handed over the $1,000 bill to Levi, to give it over to the livre, to Shimon, so Reuven says to Levi, I changed my mind. So then Levi can say, never mind, you changed your mind. I was already Zeiche for Shimon. I'm not going to give you back the $1,000 bill. But suppose on the way, this $1,000 bill is taken away from Levi, so then Shimon can collect another $1,000 bill from Levi. So in other words, so Heilich is Kisri Ligabi non Chazor, but it's not Kisri Ligabi Achaz. So we see that it's possible that something should be Kisri Ligabi one thing and not Ligabi the other thing. So here too, 10 by Shicho is Kisri Ligabi non Chazore, but it's not Ligabi Yitzilachems. Now the question is, what is it? What is it? Either he is a Shliach Liloche of the Oden, so then he should be able to be Chazer, or he is a Shliach Likabole, so then he should be Mishucha also. So we said that this must be in line with the Shittas Rambam of Shliach Livoi. In other words, the Ishe can appoint not only Shliach Likabole, but the Ishe can appoint also Shliach Livoi. And what's the aloha with the Shliach Livoi? If the Ishe appoints someone as the Shliach Likabole, so the moment the Baal hands over the get to the Shliach Likabole's hands, so the Ishe becomes Migoreshes. If the Ishe appoints the Shliach Livoi, So even after the Baal handed over the get into the hands of the Shliach Livoi, the Ishe is not Migoreshes. When will the Ishe become Migoreshes? Only when it will reach the hands of the Ishe. So apparently, according to the Rif and the Rambam, the moment a get reaches the hands of the Shliach Livoye, so the Baal cannot be Chayzer. Why can Baal be Chayzer? I mean, how is the whole concept of Shliach Livoye to be explained? So we explained it as follows. Because by get, there are two alochas. First of all, get is subject to all the dinim of other kinyon. In other words, no kinyon, let's say shtar matone. So in order to be kinyon the sode, the mikabel matone has to be kinyon the shtar. The Ksei says that by get, the isha doesn't have to be kinyon to acquire title in the get. But we said it's not like the Ksei. So what is true, let's say, of shtar matone is true of get also. So the isha has to acquire title in the paper, in the parchment. And if it's engraved, let's say, on a golden plate, so she has to acquire title in the golden plate. The thing upon which the get is written or engraved. So that is what here the Xerzakosophy is that even Balkoko of the Ishim, so she acquires title in the paper and the parchment. But in addition, there is Aloche of Nisim. So Mimele, when an Isha appoints someone as a Shliach Litabole, she really appoints the Shliach Litabole in a twofold capacity. First of all, she appoints him that the Shliach should represent her and to acquire a title, to make a kinyan in the get, in the paper, in the parchment. And then she also appoints him in that the hand of the Shliach should be the hand, like the hand of the Isha. So Mimele Shliach, that's a Shliach Litabole. So it's a twofold shlichus, twofold role. First of all, he is a shliach that his hand should become the hand of the Isha, and that his ma'aseh kinyan should be considered like her ma'aseh kinyan in the get. So shliach levoye is only appointed as a shliach that his yad should be the equivalent of her yad, but she does not appoint the shliach levoye as a shliach to make the kinyan in the get. Then, so when will title become vested in the Isha? Only when the get will reach the hands of the Isha. So that's Shliach Levoy. So the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, that even though Ten is Kisri, but Ten has the connotation of Shliach Levoy, rather than of Shliach Likabore. And then the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam is that when an Isha appoints a Shliach Levoy, so the Baal cannot be Chazir. So why can't he be Chazir? If she doesn't become Igoreshes until the Shliach Livoye hands over the get to the Isha's hand, so maybe she should be able to be Chazir. So we have to say, when can there be Chazore? There cannot be Chazore if in the kinyan of Yachshov Lachalame, then there cannot be Chazore. If someone makes a kinyan of Yachshov Lachalame, so then there cannot be any Chazore. So we have to say that since Shliach Livoye is the shliach of the Isha, so that the yad of the Isha, the yad of the shliach levoye, is considered like the yad of the Isha. So mele, the whole time, from the time the get is handed over into the hands of the shliach levoye, until it is handed over into the hands of the Isha, it's considered like nisina arichte. So it's a long chaleis. It's like meachshav lachlamet, and just so wherever we have a continuing chaleis, so he cannot be chayzer. So here too, he cannot be chayzer. Anyway, that's the shite of the Rif and the Rav. Now, Teisves here says in the Havamine something similar to what the Rif says in the Maskon. Something similar. Because here he says, Ein teime, im gam kan, kono bikabolozu, liyen shelo yuchalar zeya, mishum diovet leinach nafshe. So Ravune only says that on the basis of Tivis Lachim Lokshav Lachim Kone, so Mimele cannot be Chazer, not that he is Mishuch. According to the Rif, so Ali be the Maskone of the Gemore, he is not Mishuch. He just cannot be Chazer. According to the Rif, Ali the Maskone of the Gemore becomes Mishuch immediately, because Ten is Kisri Mamish. But according to the Havamin of the Gemore, so he didn't become Mishucha, but he just was considered Mishucha aligabe Chazor. Why? So we have to say that according to the Ravune also knew that Ten is like Shliach Levoy. That when the Odin says to the Shliach, Ten Shtashicho Zer Le'Avdi, so it has the same meaning as if he said that you should become a Shliach Levoy of David. So what happens? And since it is Chus according to Rabbanon, so Mimele, he became a Shliach Levoy of David. What does it mean, Shliach Levoy of David? Even though David doesn't know anything about it, because Zoch Lod Nishloi Befonov. So the Odin himself, by saying, Ten Shtashichu Zeh Le'Avdi, designated the Shliach as a Shliach Levoy of David. So Mimele, the Yad of the Shliach became a Yad of David. But the Shliach cannot make the Kinyan, cannot be Zeichin the Shtashichu. Who will be able to be zeichen mit der Shichu? The Eved himself. When it will reach the Eved's hand. But the yad of the Shliach through the ten became a yad of the Eved. But there seems to be one difference between the Rif's concept of Shliach Livoye and the Rif's concept of Shliach Livoye. According to the Rif, so without recourse to Tevis of Malchim, Mokesh Rav Lachere, if the Shliach becomes a Shliach Livoye of the Eved, so then the Oden immediately becomes precluded from being Chazer. Because according to the Rif in the Rambam, so the moment the get reaches the hand of the Shliach Livoye, so the Chalis HaGirishin has begun already. And it's like Me'achshav Lachal Amen. It's like a Nisina Arichte. So Me'meyoe, he cannot be Chizya. According to the Ri, so true, there are two halachas in get. First of all, the get has to come Miyad Abal, Miyad Ish, Miyad Odin, Miyad Evet. Then there is another halacha in get that the Isha or the Evet has to be Zeicha in the get or in the Shlashich. So, the Shliach Ivoye is only a Shliach in the Yad, to become the Yad of the Eved, but not a Shliach to be Zeich. So, since there was no Zechi in the Get, so the Chaleis has not begun yet. According to the Rif in the Rambam, the moment the Get is handed over from the Baal to the Shliach Ivoye's hand, so the Chaleis has begun. So, without recourse to Teves Lubalchim Mokesh Chav Lacherim, he cannot be chizer. According to the Ri, since there are two prerequisites for Gereshim, first Nisine and then Schiye. So until the Schiye takes place, the Chaleis HaGereshin has not even begun. So what is the status of the Eved? The moment of the Ishe, the moment the Get or the Shtashichu reaches the hands of the Shliach Livoye, so it is the same, it's analogous to one who gives the get to the Isha or to the Eved, and who says, Hariat Mugreshes Lachal Amadein, or Hariat Mishucha Lachal Amadein. So then, as the Rambam says in Hilches, in Periktes, Milches Gereshi, that when someone is Migarish Al Tnai, there is a Chaleis already. Mashein King, when someone is Migarish Lachal Amed, so until the Lamed Yim expire, the Chaleis has not begun it. So according to the Ri, according to the Rambam, when the Baal hands over the get to the Shliach Livoye's hand, so the Chaleis has begun. And it's like Me'achshav Lachal Amed. So Memele, without recourse to Tevis Balchei, we cannot be Chizeh, because the Chaleis has begun already. She's already semi-migoreshes. His David is already semi-mishucha. The Chaleis has begun. According to the Ri, since there are two prerequisites in Gereshin or in Shticho, first Nisine, and then Tzchiyeh, and when the Shtashicho reaches the hand of the Shliach, so then which element, which prerequisite has been fulfilled? Just the prerequisite of Nisine, but not the prerequisite of Tzchiyeh. So the Melech Chaleis has not begun yet. But the Nisine took place already. So it's analogous to a husband who gave the get to the Isha, but he said, Hariat Megereshes Lachal Amadein. Hari is a Giteich, V'loitiyah Megereshes Lachal Amadein. The Nisine has been fulfilled, but the Chaleis HaGereshin has not begun yet until the expiration of Lamed Yeim. So by Shliach Livoye too, the Nisine was realized already. But when will the Chaleis HaGereshin take place? Only when the get will reach the hand, the get, the Shtashicho, will reach the hands of the Isha or the Eved. Now, in Gedushin, there is a double machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. One machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is in regard to the case of Amgarish as a Isha or Amkadish as a Isha or Lachalam. So Rish Lakish says that the Baal cannot be Chazer, Techlam. Rabbi Yechon says he can be Chazer. Then another machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish in Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes is in regard to the case where the Isha appointed the Shliach or the Baal appointed the Shliach, doesn't make any difference, and then the Baal is Chazer and he wants to be Mevatel Shlichus. So Rish Lakish says he cannot be Mevatel Shlichus. It's too late. If according to Rish Lakish, so if the Baal appoints someone as a Shliach Lilochem And then the next day he says to him, I changed my mind. I don't want you to give it to the Isha. You cannot be Chayza. The Shliach can give it to the Isha anyway. And Rishloki and Rabbi Yochanan says, Ose Dibur and Vatel Dibur in both cases. In the case of Hamkarish or Hamkadish, Eso Isha Lachal Amed. So if he's Chayza, because we say, Ose Dibur and Vatel Dibur. And in the case where he appointed a Shliach and he wants to be Chayza from the Shliches. So the Gemara says the Yufte the Rishloki. But we see, now the question arises, I discussed it once, I mean this Gemara. How does Rish Lakish say that if somebody appoints someone as a shliach, and then he's chayzer, he cannot be chayzer? Or if he keeps a get, or a shtar dusha, to the Isha, and he says lachalamed, and then he's chayzer, he cannot be chayzer. But Rish Lakish will not deny the fact that gerishin and kedushin require das habal, or kedushin requires das Isha. So if the Isha is Chizera, so the Baal is Chizera Bagdusha, so why shouldn't he be able to Chizera? So it's not Midaita, it's not Midaito. The answer is, it's not necessary that the Baal should give the Das, should supply the Das every minute until she becomes Mikreshes. If the Baal has given his Das at the time of the Minu Ashliches, or if the Baal has given, has indicated his consent at the time of the Nisine, even though he does not give his consent at the time of the Chaleis Lachashleishim, or before the Shliach fulfills the Shliches, so we have a fulfillment of the prerequisite of Das. Das doesn't mean that the Baal has to keep on saying, I want to be Migarish my wife. If he has indicated once at the time of the Minah Shliches that he wants to be Migarish, so it's a sufficient Das. So it is a sufficient Das. And you see that according to the Rambam, if the Baal appointed someone as a Shliach to give the get to the Isha, and then the Baal, after he appointed the Shliach, he became a Kotaikis, he became insane. And then the Shliach fulfilled the Shliches while the Baal was insane. So according to the Rambam Shite, Midraise, it's a good get. Only Midrabono, it's not a good get. But Midraise is a good get. But the question is, if the Baal is insane at the time that the Shliach fulfills the Shliches, and so there is no Das, the answer is, we don't need a Das at the time of the Nesine, of the Nesine's Haget, Miyad HaShliach Liyado Yisho. As long as the Baal indicated his consent for divorcing his wife at the time of the Minah HaShliches, even though there was no Das given, later on, it doesn't matter. And that's the reason as to why Rish Lakish says that he cannot even be Chayzer. Because Rish Lakish holds, Lo Yoseh Dibur Vatel Dibur. And so Meila, if Lo Yoseh Dibur Vatel Dibur, so that Das remains. It's not necessary that the Das should be given all the time. And even Rabbi Yochanan, so it's because of a special halacha, Yoseh Dibur Vatel Dibur, so he revokes his Das. So he revokes his Das, but only on the basis of Yoseh Dibur Vatel Dibur. So Meila, it seems that first of all, Rabbi Yochanan Shite, Rabbi Huna Shite, it's not so alibidemis, because we don't ask that was only the Havamun of Rabbi Huna. But Rabbi Huna Shite was that the only reason as to why a Balchayiv, a Malveh, can grab from the Levi, and Neved cannot force an Odin to be Mishachaya, because Shichur requires Das HaMishach. That's the only reason. So Memele, even if it's Ovid Leinach Nafshe, let's say the Eved saved the life of the Odin. Certainly, the Odin is certainly in that case very much indebted to the Eved. And he's certainly morally obligated to be Mishachet the Eved on the basis of Akoras Teivo. Akoras Teivo is also Zaloch. But since, so why can't he be Kevin? Not because there is a diminution in the obligation, but because Shichur requires Das Od. Shichur requires Das Od. So Mimele he cannot force it, because it requires Das Od. But in a case where the Odin already appointed someone as a Shlich, so then we see, according to Rish Lakish, so the Odin couldn't be Chizah. As a matter of fact, the Gemara could even mention a riot. The Gemara says the Yufte of Rish Lakish from another Mishnah. But the Gemara, it seems to me that the Gemara could prove to Yufte the Rish Lakish from this Mishnah itself. Because If this Mishnah says that only by schus he cannot be chayzer, but by chayv he can be chayzer. But according to Rish Lakish, once someone appoints another person as a shliach, he cannot be chayzer. So, all right, that's another question. Why doesn't the Gemara mention a raya against Rish Lakish's din of loyos dibo matel dibo from this Mishnah? But according to Rish Lakish, so once an odin or an eved appoints a shliach, so he cannot be chayzer. He cannot be chayzer. But the halacha is not like Rish Lakish. The yufte the Rish Lakish. So why is the halacha not like Rish Lakish? Because of osed dibo and vatel dibo. So mele, if we say this is what Ravuna held, if we say hatefes lebal chayv bimokim shechav la'achir miskone, so mele the shliach could act on behalf of the odin to preclude the odin from being chayzer and to be mivatel his own dibo. If, let's say, the odin has not as yet given his das, then even so, on account of the fact that this is only ksaschei, it's not a chikomo, he cannot be keife. Some mele, he couldn't grab ishtar shicho. He couldn't grab ishtar shicho from the odin. Let's say it goes without saying. Rabune will be made. Suppose the eved is only nach nafshe, and then out of gratitude to the eved who saved his life, the odin told the sefer to write ishtar shicho and told the Eidim to sign the Shtar Shicho. And then, after the whole Shtar was written and signed, he changed his mind there, Don. He decided not to give Bimishachet Evet. And he was holding the Shtar Shicho, about to hand it over to the Evet, and then he said, oh, I changed my mind. Why should I Bimishachet him? And suppose, at that moment, the Evet would come and grab it out of his hand. So it will be null and void. Why? Because Shicho requires das. So true, it's Iksas Chayim. It's obviously Lach Nafshei. But he cannot force the Odin to be Mishachar. Mashein came in the case where he already appointed Ishlech. So then the das was already given. And according to Rish Lakish, who says, Lo Yosef Dibo and Vatel Dibo, so then he couldn't be Chayzer. Without Tevez Malchim. So the Mele, in the case, according to Ravune, suppose an Odin gave Ishtar Shicho to an Eved who is obviously Nachnafshe. He gave it to him already, but he said, Harize Ishtar Shicho Shaloch Velitiyem Mishucher Aloach Lamed. And then Teich Lamed, the Odin would decide to be Chayzer. So according to Ravune, even Alimed Rabbi Yechanan, the Tosen Dibo and Vatel Dibo, but in this particular case, since he owes him the Shicho, and the das was already given, and the only reason is why a neved cannot enforce a shicho from the odin, because shicho requires das odin. But in the case where the odin already gave his das, if he already gave this eved to whom he is indebted the shtar shicho, but he said at the time of the sinne, he said hariz gitech v'litiyem mishucher alach alam edyim, and then he wants to change his mind. According to Ravune, even Alibed Rabbi Yechanan, that Osidibo and Vatel Dibo, but in this case, we cannot apply the aloha for Osidibo and Vatel Dibo, because it's a chayv. So the fact that he owes him the shicho and the das, it's not necessary that he should give his das, because he already indicated his das. The only reason is why Rabbi Yechanan says that he can be chayzer is because of Osidibo and Vatel Dibo. So he has a right to be mivatel his das. But so when does he have his chus to be mivatel his das and to apply the aloche of osidibo and vatel dibo if he doesn't owe the shicho to him? But once he already gave the shtar shicho to him and he already indicated his das to be mishacharim, so but now he's trying to revoke his das, so on the count of the fact that it's iksas chayv that al bedin is mechuyev to be mishacher, that precludes him from exercising the right of Osidibo and Vatel Dibo. So, if in a case where the Odin would handed over the Shtar Shicho to the Eved directly, but he said Lachalam Adyeim, and if it's obviously Lachnafshe, so he's Mechuyev in the Shicho, so then the Eved has the Keach to be Teifes in the Shtar Shicho and to be Zeichem Lachalam Adyeim in the Shtar Shicho, in spite of the protest by God. Why? Because it's a chayim. So now if it's a chayim, why shouldn't the Eved be able to grab Ishtar Shichu even before the Odin gave it to him? The answer is because Shichu requires Das. But in the case where Das was given, but the Odin wants to exercise his right or his privilege of revoking his Das, of us a Dibur Batul Dibur. So since it's a chayim, so the Odin, the Eved has the schus of being teifes, of preventing him from being chazer, from exercising the right of Hasidim Ovadim. So that would be in the case where the Odin already gave the Shtar Shichu, gave already the Shtar Shichu to the Eved. But he said Lach Alamed Yeh. Now in this case, he just gave it to the Shliach. He just gave it to the Shliach. So the Nesine was not realized. But if we say that according to Ravune, so 10 is like Lav Kisri, but 10 has the connotation that the Shliach should become a Shliach Levoye. And what does Shliach Levoye mean? What does Shliach Levoye mean? Shliach Levoye means that the Shliach Levoye's Yad is the Yad of David. So the Nesine was already realized. But the Shri cannot take place until it reaches in the hands of the Eved. So it's like Hanesin Shtar Shichu La'avdei V'omalei L'itishachir Allah Halam Adyein. So there too the Nesine was realized, but the Shri did not take place yet. So in such a case, the Eved can be Teves. So Mimele, if we say Teves Al-Lachim, Mokin Shechav La'achirim is going that one can act on behalf of somebody else to whom he owes it as a chayiv, even though it's to the detriment of a certain person. So it's kone, so here too. So he can be teifes this shtar shichu, in as much as the das was already supplied, the das on. Because even according to Ravune, so 10 has the connotation that he should become a shliach levoye. And what does shliach levoye mean? That he should be the yad of the Eved. So the Nesine was already realized. So the das Odin for the shichu of the Eved was already given. But he wants to revoke his das. So if we say Teves L'Balchim Mokim Shechav L'Acherim is kone, that he can enforce his shichu on behalf, he can enforce a right on behalf of somebody else, just as if he had been the Eved himself. So here too, he can enforce the shich, the non-chazor, not the shichu. The Eved will become mishucher only when it reaches the hand of the Eved. But he can enforce non-chazor. This is what Jesus says. V'nirlari de choshek tzas chayim, mishindobet leilach lafshe, umikol mokei, choshek lechav lachirin, sha'alechayim li'od in klum. שחייב לי עוד יקום ווח פרושי ביש לי נתיב בחיף קונה אין תמי גם כאן קונה בקבול הזו ויש לי יוכלר זה משום דובד לי לך נפשי ריצו שיהיה בלחי ביקר שיוכלר כמי לר זה ואף על פי שנסחם לי ככה מקבל די תהו לי קבל כמי שריצה עוד כמי שריצה עוד אבו לי מתיב איזה בלחי in other words, but he was not מסחבי to be a שליח לבואי. 10 is, has the connotation of שליח לבואי. So in other words, the Odin wanted him to be Shlech Levoye. But how about the Eved? The Eved didn't say anything. So Jesus says, no. The Eved was mikablet the way the Odin wanted. I mean, the Shliach. The Shliach was mikablet the Shtar Shichu the way the Odin wanted him to mikablet. And since, according to Ravune, so 10 is Lav Kisri, but it's Kishliach Levoye. It's Kishliach Levoye. So Memele in Nisina was already realized. So the Das is there already. The prerequisite of Das Odin for Shichu was fulfilled already. But the Odin always has a right to change his mind, to revoke his Das. So, but in this case, since it's a chayiv, and if we say that David Machim Mokishchav La'achirim is kone, so somebody else can act on behalf of the person to whom the chayiv is due, as if he had been the one to whom the chayiv is due. So the mele here too, this shliach levoye can enforce a non-chazor by law. Why would you say that? Dainty will be covered with your thought. I will not give him a loikone, coach can say, shady Balheim, Eldorly Nachnav Shay, Shiuchlo de Lars. All right, that will be enough for today. But for next time, you should go over the Gemara in Bomtsia Dafyud and also the Gemara in Suvis, Yema Bachoshu. But in order to understand the Gemara, you have to go over the Mishneh, the Machlekes Rabtalafim and Rabakile, where they lost the Keshel Shebehen or not. Now, and what does Yinos Lekeshel Shebehen mean? And then, of course, you have to go look up the Gemara, as the thesis mentions, in Koloim Atnukim Eschudome, and you should look up the Nisives in Simen Kufei, where he discusses, where he gives the Teretz on thesis Kashi against Rashi. Rashi says that Mokim Shosi Shliach, so Tefil Bachim Mokish Chavachim Miskone. So the Kashi is, there are two Kashis. One Kashi is the thesis raises here from the Gemara of Yinos Bachoshe, and now, let's see what the Ran says. The Ran is Masig. The Ran is Masig on Tesis Pshat. This is a very difficult Gemara. The Shaykhes between Shichur and Tesis Bachim Mokshech Halachim. Alright. Hatefe is Vikshorim. The Ran Andri. I feel I'm going to tell you about Chiv Kone. Here is Shaya Choche. The horse of my time in Nishu Shluche. We can not feel about Koch. The Vishu Chayvle. We have a kilo you take. So bad to me. I will car and I feel every day to me. You're like so on. We'll arse me. You know you need to get Shichu al Dash. We'll start with Kabul Zoo. Shari Chayvle Shachre. ואם כן, לא מייקי וזאת מלאר זה, כי מדע שלסור גדאי תולי תלאב כסחידו מה, ואין מה חייב עוד לב, ודי חושב לטיב של בל חייב, ואי חושב חייב משנו ולא נכנף שי, so is מקטי והם, אם כן, איך חושב לאח האחרים, דוי נחב אל רבי, ואי הוא חייב קורס לי, תירס ריזל, שום דובד לי נכנף שי, חושב קצת חייב, ואף על ביכן, כי משנו חייב לי כלום, הוא חושב לחב לאחר, ואורי פרוש, בי ישלים תל מל חייב קונה, אם תל גם, גם כאן קונה, אם גם כאן קונה מקבול זו, אין שולח לארזיה. משנה ונכנף שריצו שבלחי מכך, שיוכל להכנו לארזיה, אף בשלו נשכם מקבול מכך, די תאו לקבול קצינו עוד. אבל מתי בלחי לא יקונה. כל שכזה שלי בלחי, אלא דובד לנכנף שיוכל עוד לארזה ב... So we explain it. ודבורים הלא לרחיקים מן ההרבי. ועד, דים כנאי חבין אל מילף מאוכה, תאיס בלחי וקונה, שענו אוכה שעוד נסני על דסקי. So we answered that קשה. It doesn't mean this, it doesn't mean Od Nisne al Daskei, he should be Zeche. Then it has nothing to do with Tevis Balchei. But the Odin gives it to him as Biteir HaShliach Livoye. Biteir HaShliach Livoye. So that means that Nisne was realized already. But what is lacking? The Kinyan. The Kinyan is lacking. So Memele, the Chaleis will take place when David will be Zeche in Eshdash Shecho. So now Rish Lakish holds that if someone gave a get to an ishom and he says Ariat Mikreshes Lilach Alamed Yehim, so he cannot be chizia because Leo said Dibon Vati Dibon. And Rish Lakish also says that if somebody appointed a shliach and he wants to be chizia, he cannot be chizia because Leo said Dibon Vati Dibon. But Aloch is not like Rish Lakish. The Aloch is like Rabbi Yechanan. But what's the reason of Rabbi Yechanan? Because of his Dibon Vatl Dibon. Not because Das is lacking. Because Das does not mean that the Odin or the Baal has to give the Das all the time. If he gave the Das, if he indicated his Das for the Shicho at the time of the Nesine, so it's enough Das. But if he's Chezeir, so then he can be Mivatil the Das. For the Aloha of the Dibon Vatl Dibon. So if we say that, so in other words, Ravune held that in the case where the Baal gave the Ishon, where the Odin gave the Eved directly, the Shtar Shicho, but he said, Hariat Mishuch Alach Alamed Yehim, so then even Rabbi Yechanan will be made, he cannot be Chizia. If the Eved, if the Odin owes the Shichot to the Eved, let's say the Eved did not in Eich Nafshe to the Odin. So then Al-Pedini is Mechuyev to Mishacharim. But there is no clear. It's not a legal obligation. It's a moral obligation. But when I say a moral obligation, I don't mean a moral obligation outside Aloche. Al-Pedin, he's morally obligated. And I use the term morally obligated in contrast to a legal obligation, which can be enforced. So this, Hakoras Teve, is a chayv. But it's not something that you can be cave for Hakoras Teve. Person cannot be cave for a person to be Makateve. But it's a chayv. So Mimele, if we say, so if, let's say, the Odin would give the Shtar Shicho to the Eved directly, and the Odin would be indebted to the Eved because the Eved did a chesed to the Odin. So in such a case, and even if the Odin said, so then, according to Ravune, the Odin would not be able to be chesed because the only reason as to why an Odin is able to be chesed is on the basis of the aloche of a dibo and vatal dibo. But once the das was given, and he wants to be mevatel the das, since he is mechuyev in the shicho, so then he cannot be mevatel the das that he already gave. But now here, it wasn't given to the Eved, it was given to the shliach, and the shliach is le shliach levoye of the Eved. So in the sine, so insofar as the sine aspect is concerned, so the nesine was already realized. So Mimele, if we say that means
that somebody else can also act on behalf of the Balchayim, even though it is at the expense of somebody else.
So here too, just as the Eved himself has the right to enforce in non-chazore. So if we say Hativ Balchayim Mokshechav La'achirim, is kone, so the shliach can also enforce a non-chazor. This is what Ravuna said. Alright. Now, anyway, but he has that kash. Udvor malol chikim binim har.
Ve'edim kenechem binom milat mochadim b'achim kone. Shano achishot in the Israel daskei. Vilim yirin, dvorim kipashno. Di basnis nishmaino on di cholodom midaite yochel ozi shliach l'avir shiyao amei b'mkenei. ומשמוח הקים שעוד מהמתן שטר שיכול להבדי, הרי שליח יוכל להימר, הרי נהי שעץ משליח כבולה שלהי, והרי הוא כאילו עושה יבד שליח לכך. ומדוב בינו למילב, ותפס לבלחי קונה, לפי שהתפס יוכל לעשס עצמי, כאילו הם אינים קיים משל בלחי.
Now, how does the run explain? In order to understand this run, we must take notice of another run, of a run in Bom HaMetzir. Now, that's the Chiddush Aran, and the Mukiyese van der Rif mentions it in the name of the Ran, but we have the Ran more bariches in the Chiddush Aran and Bo Metzie.
Now, the Gemara in Bo Metzie mentions three different cloth. Now, first of all, the Gemara mentions the Gemara in Bo Metzie, Daf Yudalev and Yudbeis. Dafyud, Yudalev, Yudbeis. The Gemara discusses the question as to whether Chatzirom Tam Yodis Raboye or Chatzirom Tam Shlichetis Raboye.
We know that if a certain chifetz comes into the hand of a person, so then he's king.
Yad is a kinyan.
Now, and Chotzer is also a kinyan. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as to whether the kinyan imotzit yode agnevo. Eile or yode, gagai.
So there is a machleki between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as to whether the king and chotzer is mitam yad, because the possession of the person is identified with his guf. So in other words, the possession of the person, whatever a person possesses, whether it's karke, the courtyard, or let's say a pocketbook, anything, or a bag of his, a suitcase of his, that's chotzer. So the question is whether the kinyan chotzer is mitzad yad, because chotzer is identified with yad, or mitam shliches. The chotzer represents the owner of the chotzer, is mitam shliach. Now, Reb Chaim says, we have to, otherwise we can't even understand the Gemara. What does it mean? Chotza mitam shlichas yisraboi. What does it mean? Chotza mitam shlichas yisraboi. Whenever you appoint a shliach, so we say shlucha shlonika meisei. So if you appoint a shliach, so the shliach has to do a certain meisei. And the meisei done by the shliach is attributed, is misyaches to the mishalach. Let's say if somebody appoints a shliach to make a kinyan chazok in a certain field. Ruvein is makne in field to Shimon. And Shimon appoints Levi that he should make a kinyan chazok in the field, to be king in the field. So then, we say, Shluch HaShlonike Meisei, the Meisei kinyan done by the Shliach, by Levi, is considered as if it had been done by Shimon. Because Shimon stands in the shoes of, Levi, stands in the shoes of Shimon. He represents Shimon. And the Meisei done by Levi is attributed, is Misyaches to Shimon. But that is if you mamish appoint someone as a shliach. But how can we conceive that in regard to a chotzah? Let's say if somebody Ruven is makne to Shimon a certain chayfetz, and then Ruven throws the chayfetz into Shimon's chotzah, so Shimon is king. So then according to Mandoma, chatzeiro mishim shlichas yisraboi. So what does it mean, Mishim Shlichas Yisraboye? The chotzer of Shimon is Shimon's shliach. Fine. All right. Let's grant that even though the chotzer is an inanimate object, it's not a gavre, it is still capable of fulfilling shliches. But one cannot accomplish by merely appointing someone as a shliach. The shliach has to fulfill the shliches. He has to do a certain mice. So b'meile, if Shimon appoints Levi as a shliach, so then Shimon can become the chayfetz through the ma'ase kinyan that Levi does for him. Well, if he does it, if it's in karke, he does a kinyan chazoke. If it's, let's say, in mishiche, he does a kinyan. If it's in mitaltlin, he does a kinyan mishiche or agboye, whatever the kinyan is. So the mishalach is kene by virtue of the ma'ase kinyan done by the shliach. But if we say so Ruben throws the chayfetz that is marked to Shimon to Shimon's courtyard, or into Shimon's briefcase, and then Shimon is king. So the briefcase, the courtyard, is considered the Shimon shliach. But what kind of a king does the briefcase do? Does the courtyard do what? Hakboyer mishiche doesn't do anything. So how is a chayach to say chatzeir mishim shlichas yisraboi? So Reb Chaim says, and that's the obvious pshat. Couldn't even understand the Gemara without that pshat. That this shlichas, even according to Mandoma, that chatzeir mishim shlichas yisraboi. So what my zekinyan is done takes place kinyan. But if we say that chatzeir mishim yod yisraboi, so then the chotzer is considered an extension of the yad without the recourse to the medium of shliches. But if we say chatzeiro, mishim shliches yisraboye, so through the medium of shliches, the chotzer becomes the yad of the owner of the chotzer. So then the kinyan is a kinyan of yad. We can't explain the Gemara any other way. Now, so what's the meaning? What's the meaning of the chotzer becoming the yad, of the chotzer becoming the yad of the bala chotzer? Shliches always means, let's say, if somebody appoints someone as a shliach to knock the mezuzah on the post of the door, so then he's becoming mitzvah, because through shliches, it's not a mitzvah shebigufe. Ruven cannot appoint Shimon as a shliach to put on tefillin on Shimon's head and on Shimon's arm, because it's a chivah shebigufe. But Ruven can appoint Shimon as a shliach to make the kesher on Ruven's arm, and to put the tefillin on Ruven's head. So even though that is part and parcel of the mitzvah, so he can still be mekayimet, because the ma'aseh is done by the shliach for Ruven. So when Shimon appoints Levi as a shliach to do a kinyan mishiche, a kinyan agboye, a kinyan chazoke, then we understand it. So the purpose of the shliches is to carry out a certain maaseh on behalf of the mishalach. But here the shliches, the effect of shliches is not that the chotzer, the courtyard, or the briefcase should do a maaseh kinyan.
The purpose of the shlichus is that through the medium of shlichus, the courtyard or the briefcase should become the yad of the balachotzer. So where do we find such a shlichus? We find such a shlichus in Getty Shom. Now, the Yisha appoints a shlichus like a boy. And we said that actually, when the Nisho appoints the Shliach Likabole as a Shliach Likabole, in effect, she appoints the Shliach Likabole in a twofold capacity. The Shliach Likabole has a twofold role. First of all, because Getisho, not like the Xeis, but Getisho requires Sri in the Get. Not as the Xeis says, that the Isha does not even have to be Zeich in the Get. They are Kamurayas, contrary to the Xeis. So, whatever is true of all shtores is certainly true of Getisho. But the Xeris HaKosov by Getisho is that the Isho acquires title for the king and yad in the get, even Balkoch. That's the Xeris HaKosov. In Kolatere Kule, a person could not acquire title in any object against his will. And here the Xeris HaKosov is that when the Isho makes a king and yad in the get, even Balkoch acquires title in the get. But the Isha has to acquire title in the get. Without acquiring title in the get, she cannot be Migreshes. Hariat Migreshes van Yoshami in the Migreshes. So she has to be Zeichet. That Gemara in itself is a stira to the Xeis Chidesh. That the Isha does not have to acquire title in the paper and the parchment. What the Gemara says, Hariz Gita van Yoshami in the Migreshes. So it means that she has to acquire title. If title in the paper remains vested in the Baal, so then the Isha cannot be Migreshes. So this is a requirement in all stories, that the one who is Mikabel the Shtar has to be Zeich in the Shtar, simply in the paper, in the parchment of the Shtar. So that is true of Getu. But then there is an additional aloche by Get. There has to be direct Nisine. If, let's say, he puts it on the karka and he says, "Lick it up on the karka," and then the Isha picks it up from the karka, so the get is no get. So there are two alohes. First of all, a nesine, and then a schie, a maizekinyen the get. So the mele, when the Isha appoints someone as a shliach likabole, so she appoints the shliach likabole that he should have a double role in a twofold capacity. First of all, she appoints him as a shliach to carry out the maizekinyan in the get on her behalf. And then there is aloche that it must come from the Yadabal Yad Yisho. And here, the get was handed over from the Yadabal to the Yad HaShliach. The answer is, the Yad HaShliach is is the Yad HaYisho. And the shliach liloche, so the yad of the shliach loche, the same thing is true of shliach loche, is like the yad of the Baal. And this is the practice that we get, that when the Baal appoints someone as a shliach, so he says, Harin manu is a shliach, li shliach, pi choki pi, yot choki yodi, ragli choki ragli. And if the Isha appoints, it's not so nook, that the Isha should appoint the shliach likabole. So if a get is handled through a shliach, so usually it's handled through a shliach loche, but very, very seldom today is it done by the Baal handing over the get to the shliach kabbal of the Isha. Very, very seldom. But when it is done, so then the Isha has to say to the shliach, pi choki pi, yot choki yodi, ragli choki ragli. In other words, so when the Isha appoints the shliach likabole, in effect, She appoints the Shliach Likabole in a twofold capacity. First, that he should be carry out the Maisei Kinyan in the get on her behalf. That's like the Shliches in every other Kinyan. And that's like the Shliches, when you appoint someone as a Shliach, he should knock a mezuzah on your door to do the Maisei. And then, but she also appoints him through the medium of Shliches that her Yad should become, that his Yad should become her yad. So Mimele, when we say Chotzem Shu Shliches Zaboye, it's not a Shliches to carry out the Maise. Because the courtyard doesn't do any Maise Kinyan. What is Maise Kinyan is done? The Maise Kinyan is done for yad. But the Mila Shliches is a Shliches that the Chotzer should become the yad of the Bala Chotzer. Just as the Shliach Likabole becomes the yad of the Ishe. So here the Chotzer becomes the yad of the Balachotza. So the Mele, the Kinyan is Fuyat.
This is what Reb Chaim says. So in other words, even if we say Chotzer Mishem Shlichas Raboye, so through the medium of Shlichas, the Chotzer becomes a Yad. But if we say Chotzer Mishem Yad is Raboye, so the Chotzer is a Yad, is an extension of the Yad, of the Bala Chotzer, directly, without recourse to the medium of Shlichas. If we say Chotzer Mishem Shlichas is Raboye, so through the medium of Shlichas, it becomes a Yad. It becomes a Yad. So, then the Gemara, Rav Ashi says, that it weighs, Maskone, Aloma Rabashi, Chotzer is Raboye Mishmiyat, Vilibore Mishlichis, Gabige de Hoivolo in Homodom El Bifono, that you raise a mallet, that Matone is Rusolo, Zohomodom Shaloy Bifono. So Mimele, the Gemore discusses the question whether a Chotzer can be Kane, Chotzer can be Kane, if it's not Mishtameres, and if it's not, if the Bala Chotzer is not in it, it's Saturday. So the aloha gabi get is that the nisho, if the Baal throws the get into the chotzer of the isho, so the isho can only become igoreshes if the isho, at the time that the Baal throws the get into her courtyard, stands in the chotzer. It's a chotzer mishtameres, and she stands at the chotzer. Now, of course, if she stands in the chotzer, so then it's always mishtameres, even if it doesn't have a fence. If it doesn't have a fence, so then it's not mishtamer when no one is watching it. But if the isha stands at the chotzer and she watches it, so then it becomes mishtameres through her watching. But if the isha doesn't stand b'tzad chatzero, then the get, she's not migoreshes. Even if the chotzer is a chotzer mishtameres, even if the chotzer has barbed wire around it, but if the isha does not stand in the chotzer at the time that the Baal throws the get into the chotzer, she doesn't become migoreshes. Why? Because Gabi get is a chayiv. Since it's a chayiv, in chomim lo odom elo b'fonov. So mimeile, chotzer can only be effective mitam yad, not mitam shliches. So since it can only be effective mitam yad, not mitam shliches, now one cannot become the shliach of another person against the will of the mishalach. So get is a chayiv, so it's not considered that it's with the will of the isha. So memele, chotzer is only effective mitam yad, not mitam shliches. Since it has to be effective mitam yad, so it cannot become directly a yad of the isha unless it's sidum yodiyoto. Ma yodo bismuchalo, the yad of the woman is always attached, is close to her guf. The yad is not away from the guf. So memele, ma yodo bismuchalo, af chatzeiro bismuchalo. So b'meile, gabi get, the isha cannot be migrashes unless the isha stands with tzad chatzir. So then, it is keni mitam yad, because it's dum yediyodo. But if she's not keni mitam chatzir, it's not dum yediyodo, so it cannot be keni mitam yad. Mashenki matone, if Ruvain gives a matone to Shimon, and Ruvain throws the object that he's transferring to Shimon into Shimon's chotzer, even if Shimon doesn't stand in the chotzer. Furthermore, even if Shimon's chotzer is not even mishtamer, it has no fence, it's exposed, it's accessible to all trespassers, I mean anyone can come in, it's not fenced off, nothing. So even if the mekabel matoni is not even mishtamer chotzer, Shimon doesn't stand in the chotzer, and it's not even mishtamer, so Shimon is still kene the chifetz that Reuven throws into the chotzer. Why? Because since matoni is ischus, so it can be effective not only mitam yad, but it can be effective mitam shliches too. Where it has to be effective mitam yad, then it has to be dum yediyod. So it has to be imid misat chatzere. But where it can be effective mitam shliches, it doesn't have to be dum yediyod. And this case makes good sense according to Reb Chaim's pshat, that even if we say chotzer mitam shliches is raboy, it doesn't mean that there is a new maizekinyan. What kind of a maizekinyan does a chotzer do? But through the medium of shliches, it becomes a yad. But if it has to become a yad directly, not with the medium of shliches, then it cannot become an extension of the yad unless it is dum yediyodo. But if it becomes a yad through the medium of shliches, it doesn't have to be dum yediyodo. Even without dum yediyodo, it can become. So maybe even if it's not even if the mekabel matoni is not imid chatzere, and even though the chotzer is not mishtameir, so the mekabel matoni is eiche in the chifetz by virtue of the fact that the neisi matoni Reuven through the chifetz into Shimon's chotzer. So mekabel matoni, so the aloha is, the Gemara says that it weighs, that gabi get Yisho cannot be migorashes with the get being thrown into a chotzer only if it is mishtameir and she is a medevus chatzer. But if she's not a medevus chatzer, even though it's mishtameir, she cannot be migorashes because it's not doing the other. By matone, so the mekabel matone can be zeiche for the chotzer even if he's not a medevus chatzer and even though the chotzer is not mishtameir. But then there is a third situation, mitzie. Suppose a mitzie falls in by itself. Falls in by itself into, let's say, the wind through a certain diamond into somebody's chotzer. So then, the bala chotzer can be zeicha in the mitzie, can be zeicha in the mitzie, even if it doesn't stand beside chotzer. But only if the chotzer is a chotzer mishtamer. But suppose the chotzer is not even a chotzer mishtamer. It is no fence, nothing. And the bala chotzer doesn't stand in the chotzer, and the mitzie falls into the chotzer, then he's not king. So all the Rishonim raise the question, Monefshech, what is it? Is by matone, so chotzer is kene, not only mitam yad, it's kene mitam shlichas. By get, it's only kene mitam yad. So since it's only kene mitam yad, so we require there are two prerequisites. First of all, it should be mishtameir, and then that it should also be emisat chatzer. But mitzie, Monefshech, is a chotzer kene by mitzie, mitam yad, then even if the chotzer is a chotzer mishtamer, he should not be able to be kene unless the bal chotzer is a misat chatzere. So why does the Gemara say that by chotzer, even if the bal chotzer is not a misat chatzere, as long as the chotzer is mishtamer, if it has a fence, so is kene. And if we are to assume that by chotzer the bal chotzer is kene the mitzie, that by mitzie the bal chotzer is kene the mitzie mitam shliches, so even if it's not mishtamer, he should be able to be kene. So why is does mitzie enjoy a mediocre role? In other words, between get and matone. Get, it can only be kene the isho. The isho can only be kene the get if there are two prerequisites fulfilled. Mishtamer and the minisat chatzere. Matone, no prerequisites. And mitzie, only if it's mishtamer. So then he's kene, even if it's not even minisat chatzere. But if it's not mishtamer, not monefshech. If it's effective by mitzie, mitam yad, so then he shouldn't be kene even if it's mishtamer. Only if it's emes chatzere. And if it's effective, tam shliches. If it's effective, tam shliches. So mimele, he should be able to be kene the bala chotzer, the mitzie, even if it's not mishtamer. Why dafke if it's mishtamer? That's the Ram's kasha. So the Ram, the Chidushi Ram, and the Mugi Yosef is much shorter. He just mentions. Maybe you don't have the Chidushi Ram, but if you have the Mugi Yosef, I'm bo mitzie. And the Reef. Oh. The paragraph that's that pay on the base in the Reef in Bomitsia Steinmorsi. The third paragraph. Four is a rot. Emis as a day away. The Asum is a meres like that. The Hotter Amish Tamberes will be on Shemis as a day. Three time. The Labish in Yadu, the Mahanik, maybe get. The Osam be on the Merit Hatatero. Till he come on. We come with Tam Schliches. Ki the Pirish Aram, Ben Ruvinzal. So the Ram says that it's not in Tam Schliches. The Raya that it's not in Tam Schliches is because there is actually Machlekes Rishayim. Between the Ram and Rabbi Peretz in Shiluka Betis. The Matone is Kene, Chotzer, but Matone is Kene, Mitam Shlichas. By Get, Chotzer is Kene only Mitam Yad, Mitam Shlichas not. How about Mitzie? Is it Kene only Mitam Yad, or is it Kene only Mitam, or is it Kene only Mitam Yad, or is it Kene also Mitam Shlichas? So the Ram says it's only Kene Mitam Yad. And the best Raya is, because there is a distinction between matone and mitzie. Matone chotzer is kene matone, even if the chotzer is in mishtameres. Why? Because chotzer ikri mishliches, and by mitzie, it's only kene b'chotzer mishtameres. So it's a raya that mitzie chotzer is not kene mitam shliches, only mitam yad. Rabbi Peretz says no, that by mitzie chotzer is kene mitam shliches. So because it's ischus, so maybe it can be kene even without the medium. Without recourse to the medium, I'm sorry,
so it's keine even for the medium of shliches. So that's the reason as to why we don't require by mitzie a minusat chatzire, because it's necessary that she be medes bechatziro, because otherwise it's not doing the yodo. But by mitzie, even without the mikabel, the dezeche of the mitzie, without the balachotzer being a minusat chatzire, so it still can become a yad for shliches, to the medium of shliches. So then you ask, if it is through the medium of shliches, so the balachotzer should be able to begin in the mitzie, even if it's in the mishtameir, just as banatone. So he says, the Rabbi Peretz says as follows, that actually the prerequisite of mishtameir is a prerequisite in shliches also, because shliches is also mishtameir. A shliach is mishtameir. When you appoint someone as a shliach, so he's mishtameir. So Memele, he couldn't even become the yad for the medium of shliches if the chotzer is not mishtameir. So then you'll ask, so why b'matone? Even if the chotzer is not mishtameir, he has no fence, nothing, so still the chotzer is kene b'matone? The answer is, by chotzer, what does it mean by chotzer? There is a das acheres makneison. So how does the matone come into the chotzer of the mekabel matone? Ruven is an eisin matone. Shimon is a mekabel matone. How does it come into the mekabel matone's chotzer? Ruven stands in near the chotzer and he throws the chayvetz into the chotzer. So at the time when he throws the chayvetz into the chotzer, so he himself watches over the chotzer of Shimon. He wouldn't allow anybody, a trespasser, to take it. So Mimele become by Matone, whether it's Idaz Acheres Makneisom, it's always Mishtameres, even if the Chotzer is not fenced off. But at the time when the Neisi Matone, the Das Acheres, throws the Chivetz into the Chotzer of the Mikabel Matone, so he watches it, so he makes it into a Mishtameres. That's the reason as to why it's not necessary that you should be mishtamer. Not that it's not necessary that the chotzer should be mishtamer. If the chotzer is not mishtamer, then it couldn't even become a yad for the medium of shliches either, because shliches is mishtamer. Shliches is mishtamer. But here, the chotzer can be kene, even though the chotzer is a chotzer mishtameres, because at that moment when the neis matone throws the chayfetz, the matone into the chotzer of the mikabel, so he makes it mishtamer, he watches over it. But by mitzie, it falls in by itself, and no one cares. And even if somebody, a third party, happens to be standing, he doesn't care. Why should it be intimate? Why should it make a difference to him? So mimele, it's not mishtamer. So mimele, it's not kene. So according to Rabbi Peretz, chotzer by mitzie is kene mitam shliches. Mitam shliches. Mashenk in the ram. He says that chotzer by mitzie is not kene mitam shliches. And the rally is because if the chotzer is not mishtameres, so by mitzie is not kenet, and by matone is kenet. So the question is, why shouldn't mitzie also be effective chotzer? Why shouldn't chotzer be effective by mitzie mitam shliches, just as chotzer is effective mitam shliches by matone? After all, the only reason is why by get not is because get is a chayv. But Matone is a schus, and Mitzie is also a schus. Mitzie is even more of a schus than Matone, because by Matone there is an element of detriment on an ideal level. Sini Matone Sirche, but by Mitzie there is no element of detriment. So it should be effective mitam shliches. So he says, the Ram says, it cannot be effective mitam shliches because there is a aloche of shluchi shabal amoni. That's the chiddush of the Ram, that there is such a aloche of shluchei shel bal amomi. What does it mean, shluchei shel bal amomi? In other words, by matone, so there is a aloche of zochen lo neshalim b'fonov. Why? So let's say, if Ruvein says to Shimon, now, here is a diamond, and I want you to be zeiche in this diamond for labor. So then, through zochen, so Shimon is zeiche in the diamond for labor. Whether Shri is mitam shliches or Shri is lav mitam shliches, even if Shri is lav mitam shliches, but it's like shliches. In other words, he makes the kinyan for Levi, for Shri, for the maize Shri in the diamond. He makes a kinyan in the diamond for Levi. So Mimele, so who tells, who makes Shimon as a zeiche for Levi
As the shliach of Levi, Yivschi is mitam shliches, and Yivschi is not mitam shliches. Who makes the Shimon as the zeiche for Levi? Ruvein. Who is Ruvein? Ruvein is the balamoni. So mele, the Shimon can act as the shliach of Levi. Shimon can act as the shliach of Levi because he was appointed as a shliach for Levi by the balamoni. Since he is the balamoni, so he has the authority to appoint Shimon, that Shimon should act on behalf of Levi for his advantage. Mashein kein ba mitzie. So by matone, we can say that chotzer mitam shlichas yisraboy, that the chotzer of the mikabel matone becomes the shliach of the balachotzer. Who appoints the chotzer of the Baal Matone, of the Mikabel Matone, as a shliach of the Baal HaChotzer, Ruvein, the Baal HaMomein? He throws a diamond into Shimon's chotzer. So he is the Baal HaMomein of the diamond. So Mimele, he appoints the chotzer of Shimon as the shliach of Shimon for his advantage. So he has the authority to do that. Mashayitim Bamitziya, there is no Baal HaMomein who appoints the chotzer of the Baal HaChotzer as the shliach of the Baal HaChotzer. So Mimele, he cannot become a shliach of the chotzer, cannot become the shliach of the Baal HaChotzer unless he is appointed by the Baal HaChotzer. Now, so this is what the Ran says. And because he says, we got more than shliach, we got more בן רובנזל, שיהיה אפשר לסקיס לחבר עם תיר השליחס, אלו אם כנס השלוחי של בעל המומן, ובמציא הלק על בעל המומן, שיהיה איזה שלוחי, ולשייך למימה בחוצר, כי דאמרינו גם במקביא המציא לחבר, דמיגי לזוך לנפשי זוך אינם לחב. וחוסר, רבי ניסים בן רובנזל, דייקי למימה, so then the question of Isis, so it's not בתם שליחס, במציא the חוצר couldn't be affected in תם שליחס, because במציא there is no בעל המומן, so there is no Baal HaMomein who appoints the Chotzer as a Shliach. And in order that someone should be a Shliach of somebody else, so the Baal HaMomein must appoint that person or that Chotzer as the Shliach of the person. So the question arises, so even if it is a Chotzer Mishtameres, but he's not a Mishat Chatzirei, why is the Baal HaChotzer Kine de Mitzie? There's a kashe. So the Ran says, "Dikle meima, the chol she mishtameres l'mishu uschuslei ki yodei shafma shebol yodei ki nichalei nulikne bechotzer mishtameres uneisnei v'yad arichtei mashein ki l'yingitn the chindel nichalei tikne chotzer mishtameres eli ki yodo shemashu chivu l'odom ki shebi yodei eli neisnei bechotzer mishtameres ad arab mitziyim imenu." So the Ran says, why do we say that where it's mitam yad, so then he has to be a mitzat chatzire? Because if he's not a mitzat chatzire, it's not doing the other. So b'shein kei by mitzie, if the chotzer is a chotzer mishameres, so it's the practice of people to leave their mitzies in the chotzer mishameres, so then it is considered like doing the other anyway, even though it's not something. So it becomes yad. This is what the Ran says. Now, so the Ran says that there couldn't be a shliach by mitzvah. According to the Ran, so let's say if Ruvein sees a mitzvah in the street, and he stands, let's say, here in this room, and he sees a mitzvah outside, and Shimon stands also outside, and if Ruvein says to Shimon, "You pick up that mitzvah for me," and Shimon picks up that mitzvah for Ruvein, so Ruvein does not acquire title by the Hakboye that Shimon makes in the Mitzvah. Because even though he was explicitly appointed by Ruvein, but Ruvein is not a Baal HaMomein. So Mimele, one cannot be a Shliach unless he is appointed by the Baal HaMomein. This is the Ramshi. So many assume that there is a machlekes between Teisves and Ram. Teisves in Bo Metzie, I asked you to go over the Teisves in Bo Metzie. Teisves in Bo Metzie, that Ein Aleph Omud Aleph, Ein Aleph Omud Beis, Ein Aleph Omud Beis. So Teisves says there, we don't have to know the whole Gemara,
auf Maul wie Israel, wo Israel schon noch mit das, noch ja wurde das Israel. But, Teise says, aga woche, wie je schlimmer, da vielu she yuchal izakis lechavere bimziehe, hoche in Kabulose, min anochi zeichel Israel lechavere. Dinei, wo je noch im Afke Maesov, wo je yuchil izakis lechavere, hashte mir schon noch in im Afkiron, elo bol izakis Maesov lemalve, al yedize aleive, in likeach liskei. שים קיין, הוי ישראל, אני קבל שלוחי של נוחי, ליסקיז במאיסף של ישראל, ואין שליחס לי נוחי. So what does this say here, דף אין אלף? A very important thing, that if in הפקר, so he says two things, this. Suppose there is a חיפה של הפקר in the street. There is a חיפה של הפקר in the street.
So then,
רובן could tell Shimon, you pick up this chevet shel hefker on the street for me. And if Shimon picks it up with the kavone that he should be zeiche in the chevet shel hefker on behalf of Ruvein,
so then Ruvein acquires title.
Even though the shliach Shimon was not appointed by Balamomen, because there is no Balamomen, it's hefker. Because there is no Balamomen, so then it's not necessary that the Balamomen should appoint the Shliach
and the Shliach.
Masha'in kein,
if, let's say,
Ruvein, but a goy has a chayvetz, and he wants to give a matone to Shimon, the goy wants to give a matone to Shimon. So Ruvein says, and Shimon is not around, but Ruvein is around. So now there's a loch of Zochmol the Shlodufonov. So he still couldn't say, now if the Nesein himself would be Jew, so then this Nesein, this Balamomen, would be able to tell Ruvein, you be Zeche in this Chayfetz on behalf of Shimon. I want Shimon to acquire title in this chayvetz. But if the Nesi, Matone, happens to be Goy, and Shimon is not around to make a kiyan, but Ruvein is around, so even if the Goy tells Ruvein, you make a boy in this chayvetz, on behalf of Shimon, Shimon cannot acquire title. Because since this chayvetz is Hezibalamame, it's not Evka. So Mimele, Ruvein cannot become a shliach on behalf of Levi. Ruvein cannot become a shliach on behalf of Shimon unless he is appointed as a shliach by the Balamomen. Who is the Balamomen? A goy.
Can a goy appoint someone as a shliach? A goy cannot be a mishalach. Cannot appoint because he is mufka of shliches. So in other words, you cannot apply the aloche of Zochon Lodom Shaloi Bifonov.
If the Mizake, who tells one Jew to be Zeiche on behalf of another Jew, happens to be a goy. So if the Baal HaMome is a goy, and he tells Ruvein to make a key in the Chayfetz to be Zeiche on behalf of Shimon, so Shimon does not acquire title for the Maize key and done by Ruvein. Because here we cannot say he is a shliach. Because in order to be a shliach on behalf of Shimon, he has to be appointed by the Balamomen. But if the chayvetz is a chayvetz shel hefker, so then it's not necessary that it should be appointed, the shliach should be appointed by the Balamomen. But if the chayvetz has a Balamomen, so then the Balamomen has to appoint him as a shliach. And the goy cannot appoint anyone as a shliach. So mele, it's not effective. So many achrenim say the Teisves is chelik on the Ran, because the Ran says that by Mitzia there couldn't be Shliches, because he's not a Shliches of Balamomen. But Teisves says that by Hefker he could be a Shliach. So Teisves Shite is that when is it necessary that the Shliach should be a Shliches of Balamomen? Only if there is a Balamomen. But if it's Hefker, there is no Balamomen, it's not necessary that he should be Shluchish Balamomen. And the Ran Shite is that even Gabe Mitzie, so no one could be Shliach to be Zeichen Mitzie for somebody else because the Balamomen didn't appoint him. But it has no Balamomen, so the Ran
is Chelik Anteisves.
And the Ran holds that even when there is no Balamomen,
There cannot, no one can be a shliach in Momein unless he's appointed by Bala Momein. And if there is no Bala Momein, so it's just too bad. He cannot become a shliach. That's the Ranshid. The Nisives in Simen Kufei, he says no.
There is no machlekes between Teisves,
and the Ran. That the Ran also agrees that when is there a requirement of Shluch HaShem Bala Momein,
if there is a Bala Momein.
But if there is no Bala Momein, there is no requirement of Shluch HaShem Bala Momein. But the Ran doesn't, Teisves, but the Ran discusses Mitzie, Teisves discusses Hefkia. Now, there is one Loshen Ramban, the Nisives doesn't mention it, but there are two Mishines in Ramban and Elo Mitzies in Bar Mitzie. What is the status of a Mitzie? If somebody loses a Chayvetz and he has no Simen, and so then anybody can pick it up. Why? Because he was Misyayish. So according to one Loshen in the Ramban, in Elo Mitzies, so Yirush is Mitam Efkia. So every mitzie of which the owner of the Baal Aveda was Misyayish is Hefkia. Another Loshen Ramban says no, it's not Hefkia. Until the Meitze picks it up, so the Baal Aveda is considered the Bailim of the Aveda, even though he's Misyayish. But Yush is only a heter for anyone to be Zeche, just like Avides Akum is Muteres. Avides Yitichovim is Muteres.